like show business.
I'm It's Movie Time's John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Brook.
Carolyn, this week we have two movies about kids striving. And the first one is about magic, and the second one is about dancing.
It's great.
Now, for make-believe, these are young kids who are striving in a very, very esoteric world of magic.
I have to say, John, I loved this movie. I loved this. It's a documentary, and even if documentaries aren't your thing, anyone will really love this because you take these characters, it follows six teenagers who are trying to make it in this world that is so, it's such an outsider's world. And you follow these kids who are from all different walks of life. You see them try to make magic.
Sure. And you have even a kid from Japan.
Cape Town. There are two.
Two delightful characters.
Just happy. It really is one of these movies that you watch and it restores your faith in the world.
Now, in Make Believe, you show these kids spending hours on some very rudimentary magic tricks.
Yeah.
Which you have to learn with the rings and the rabbits and all that. But what is underplayed in the movie is that these kids have given up much.
So much. I can't help but think of the movie Bully when I was watching this.
Yeah.
How unbelievably cruel the world can be for kids. Yeah. But here's a movie where these are the kids who probably are bullied. But they have found something where they have no problem spending 5-10 hours a day learning these tricks, but they are outsiders. And that is, I agree with you, that's the one part of this movie that I think could have been touched upon a bit more.
You have a similar reaction to Step Up Revolution. This is about older teens who are, they're called the mob, and they're going around Miami surreptitiously and putting on shows, as everybody knows about flash mobs.
Spectacular shows. The dancing in that movie, phenomenal.
The story's cheesy. Yeah. Come on, it's Romeo and Juliet once again.
Right, but I think we need cheese in our lives, John. I really do. I think kids need cheese. And we live in a world that there's so much negativity, and there was not one negative moment in Step Up Revolution. It was all about the pursuing your dreams, getting inspired, going after what you want. It is pretty sexy. I'm not saying it's bad.
No. Right, exactly. You know, it's good sex, but it's steamy. It's what I would call sensual.
Right.
And it seems
And they never have sex. You never see any of that, anything like that, even close to it. But these two characters have such chemistry.
Years ago, we had West Side Story.
Right.
And you had a very sensual story, but obviously not as graphic as you have now. And the dancing, of course, is completely different. This is urban dancing, percussive, hip-hop, modern.
It's
all
cool.
All mixed up together. It is. What I saw there is, I think, real dancing. Healthy.
It was fun.
And I did smile, and I just loved the dancing, but I was really put off by the corny story, and yet I accepted it because I love that dancing and because I love, as you were saying, I love the spirit of it.
It is all about dancing, and I think, honestly, I think we could tell the entire plot and you wouldn't miss anything. It's kind of like you don't go to this movie because you think Meryl Streep is going to be starring in it and winning awards here.
What do you think?
Well, I loved Make Believe.
Okay.
There were many moments in it I teared up.
Okay.
And you just feel for these kids. And I think it was also really interesting. I did not know anything about the world of magic. And I think it's nice to be able to see that too. So you learn something in the process. So I'm giving Make Believe an A.
All right. For Step Up, I'm awarding it a big B.
Ah.
And that's because I love the dancing and I love the spirit.
For the purity of it all and just the good old-fashioned entertainment value, I'll say for kids wanting to see this, they're going to think it's an A.
Good.
Now for the movie, okay, C for corny.
All right.
So it equals a B.
Both a B. Let me just briefly mention a film that I believe everybody who's listening to me should see.
Well, you don't say that often.
And I do not say that often. It is called The Intouchables. It is from France. Hundreds of millions of people have already seen it before it hit the States.
Mm.
It is about a quadriplegic French aristocrat who hires a young African to take care of him, and the bonding between them is lyrical and beautiful.
Did you cry?
Of course, I cry at everyone.
I do too. I cry at everything, so that's full disclosure. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Double Barrel Summer Western Series at the Gateway Film Center until September 5th. Double Barrel will be presented Sundays at 1:30 p.m., Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Brook.